escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, come on in. Festivus Friday is here. We have one more update on the Air India breaking news that we'll get to here. But we have cleared the lines for Festivus and the airing of the grievances at 913-586-7798. Information is coming in very quickly on the preliminary report in that Air India disaster. My God. Investigators are saying, and this is from CNN's reporting now, that plane that went down, killing everybody but one person on board, had reached a speed of about 207 miles per hour, when both engines' fuel cutoff switches were transitioned from run to cut off position one after another. So there are two different switches. My assumption is one for the left engine, one for the right engine. They know, based on those black boxes, the pilot cut one, and then exactly 1 second later, cut the other. And in the cockpit voice recording, one of the pilots is heard saying, "Why did you do that?" The other pilot responds, "I didn't." The plane then crashes, killing almost everyone on board.
But before it crashes, the data recorder found that the switches were flipped back on and the engines fired back up seconds before the crash. But you had mentioned 207 miles an hour. That's roughly 140 knots. That is the takeoff speed. According to Google, the ascension speed or climb speed of an aircraft of that size is roughly 190.
So by the time the other pilot or whichever one of them went, "Oh my God," yeah, and tried to re-engage the fuel to the engines, which essentially when you cut that off, it cuts the engine.
It shuts the
engines off. By the time they realized it, they had lost too much speed to maintain altitude.
And so the whole time they're climbing and they're building that climb speed, engines are at full throttle. You take that full throttle away, you take that thrust away, and there is no way that you're going to be able to recover.
Seconds after the engines attempted to relight, one pilot called out, "Mayday, mayday." The plane crashed immediately after. That is a whopper of an update today out of India. All right, on to Festivus. 913-586-7798. Welcome to Festivus Friday.
We still have two lines open, so now is your chance to get in this Festivus Friday, 913-586-7798. But we're going to start right here in the Odyssey Kansas City studios.
Oh, we have an in-building grievance?
We do. Our chief engineer told me at 2 o'clock today that he has a grievance. Since when did it become okay to just throw your flashers on and park wherever you want to? Are your flashers an indication that where you stopped that vehicle and threw it in park is a legal parking space? Are your flashers just end all be all, "I'm going to park wherever I want and you have to drive around"?
Are you in some sort of distress? I would ask the parker car abandoner flash or leave her honor.
You mentioned outside of big box stores is the biggest culprit.
913-586-7798. That is a great one, and your grievance, Ken, has been heard. Let's start with Dustin in Warrensburg. Hey, Dustin.
How's it going, guys?
So good. Go ahead.
So my grievance is with Scott, but it's blaming on you and Sam.
Okay.
He had a hard time of breaking himself of saying he used to live in Germany because everybody razzed him. And now, every other day we hear, well, the place that I can't mention anymore or something like that is just as bad, and I'd rather just him go back to saying he lived in Germany.
He can't win for losing, Dustin. He can't win for losing. I think it's very funny when he says that place that I'm apparently not allowed to name anymore. But your grievance has been heard. Let's go to Bobby in Stillwell. Hey, Bobby.
Hey there. My grievance is that at 4 o'clock today, I realized that I got a full septic tank and I got to get it fixed.
Oh, Bobby, is there like a warning system as that thing is starting to redline? How do you know when one has a full septic tank?
Well, I found out because the main drain inside the house was not draining properly, but most of them do have an alarm system if it gets too full. Unfortunately, my alarm didn't go off. I just noticed it with the drain. So
Bobby.
Luckily, I was able to find someone that can pump it soon.
Oh, man.
Well, Bobby, you might not be able to tell, but you'll be able to smell.
Yeah. Have fun with that this weekend, Bobby. 913-586-7798. Oh, I remembered one of my grievances. Let's go to Jack in Lewisburg. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Dana.
Hi, go ahead.
Scott's not there, but Sam. Hey, my grievance is with MoDOT.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 3 years ago or so when a tractor-trailer swerved to miss a couch or something on 435.
Yep.
Going east before Grandview Triangle, and that gentleman passed away when the truck hit that concrete wall. Why haven't they fixed that wall?
Jack, I drove by that the other day, and I said the exact same thing. It's just that section just gone.
Yes. And there's another spot right past state line.
Jack, you're cutting out, but I'm going to tell you right now, we had the same conversation in the car the other day. We drive by that frequently, and it's so sad. And every time I see it, I think that's where that poor truck driver died. They never found, by the way, the smaller truck that caused that wreck. They never, ever identified who caused that wreck.
And there are two spots in that area from similar issues.
Let's go to Diane in Freeman. Hi, Diane.
Hi there. How are both of you?
So good. Go ahead.
Two grievances. I'm done with summer.
Yeah, it's hot.
Secondly, how is it that India can come up with information like that in 30 days because it's mandated?
Yep.
And it is not mandated in the United States. And we take years.
You know, Diane, it's interesting, and I know that you want to get things right with a federal investigation and dot the I's and cross the T's, but the preliminary 30-day is a good idea. And I said when that plane went down, they're going to know the day they find those and open those black boxes and the cockpit voice recorder. They're going to know what happened because of the communications between the pilots. And I would say in most cases, the treasure trove of information comes pretty quickly when the black boxes are discovered. And, you know, I know in the United States, they've got to be transported to the NTSB and then they go to a lab. But I agree with you. Like, once they hear a pilot say, why did you cut the fuel switches off? Why not let at least the families of those on board know? Like, we don't know why. We don't know the reasoning behind why a pilot did this. But this is pretty clearly what caused that plane to fall from the sky.
Diane, we got your grievance in. That means we have one more line open on this Festivus Friday, 913-586-7798. We'll go to the text line real quick. My grievance is the AC being out in my car all summer long. Roll those windows down. Drive as fast as you can. It is still not enough.
It's hot air. It's literally just blowing hot air at that point.
Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.
Back with much more straight ahead. Stick with us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the airing of the grievances here on Festivus Friday, 913-586-7798.
A couple of people had to go to where they were getting to, and so we have a few lines open just for you, 913-586-7798. We had mentioned the grievance from the text line right before the break about not having AC in the car.
Yep.
This sounds more complicated than just driving in the heat, texter, but I'll pass it along anyway. You can make a temporary air conditioner with a styrofoam cooler, a small USB fan, an empty plastic pop bottle, and reusable ice packs.
Okay, MacGyver.
It's not perfect, but okay, it will MacGyver. Get you through the summer. Give it a try.
I have a grievance that just came into my phone we're going to get to here in just a bit, but first let's go to Justine in Blue Springs. Happy Festivus, Justine. Go ahead.
Happy Festivus. Okay, I know the golden rule, we don't make it political, so okay. I'm not doing that.
Yep.
But for me, the tragedy that happened in Texas
so awful.
And the huge outrage online of making it any more than a tragedy and trying to make it political instead of focusing on the good men and women that are down there saving babies of all ethnicities, all walks of life.
Yeah, Justine, that is one of those stories. And thank you for the grievance and the call. I almost just can't. I can't. Because of the so many children that were lost. And good for you for calling that out. Stop making something so awful political.
Don't be pointing fingers.
All right, so during the break, I get another one of these to my phone. Who has sold my phone number, Sam? I want to know because I am so sick of this happening. I'm just going to read the text and then point out how hilarious a couple of these are.
Okay.
Good morning.
It's not morning.
Let's start there.
Swing and a miss.
I'm Alexa, a recruiting representative from LinkedIn. Your resume has been recommended by multiple platforms. We have a part-time, full-time, remote job for you. What is it? Is it part-time or full-time? That's flag number two.
Well, both are options.
We provide one-on-one free training and flexible hours. You will get a 3-day paid trial with a salary from $50 to $500.
Is that per hour or are we talking yearly? Because that's not enough.
You could make $6,000 a month plus a bonus of $1,000, vacation, health insurance, and educational support. Then this line, if you're over 20 years old, please text me at this number. And it's a separate number that came in. If you have my resume, you know how old I am.
You should totally click on that link.
Every, The heck I will, Scott Parks. You want my social too?
We had mentioned, by the way, and this is worth a mention, I did not get to it when we were talking about the unsubscribe stuff. A lot of those phishing emails now will have an unsubscribe option at the bottom.
I have unsubscribed 60 times. That's you know that's a spam. That is spam. That is a hack because I keep saying delete and report junk. Delete and report junk.
But if you click the unsubscribe link, it's a predatory link.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, it makes me mad. Let's go to Jonathan in Kansas City. Hi, Jonathan. Go ahead.
Hello. I have both a grievance and a gratitude.
Oh, lay it on me. Go ahead.
First, the gratitude is for your show. I love it. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Make my day every day. The grievance is you all need to find a way to get Michael Mackey on that show somehow permanently.
Oh, you want Michael Mackey on the show permanently?
Exactly. Michael Mackey is like medication. He makes everything better.
I don't disagree with you, Jonathan. I do not disagree with you. And in fact, he was just texting me. I will tell him that he has been summoned and he should call in.
You know, I think a lot of listeners out there agree with me. We need more Michael Mackey.
More Michael Mackey. From MichaelMackey.com. All right. I just told him to call in, Jonathan. You are welcome. We have one line open if you want it. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q39 fix today.
Your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. From the text line, my grievance is I don't have my age on my resume. Should I?
Okay, so if it's for someone where they need a lot of life experience and you're 20 years old, I don't know that I should put that down. But then also the flip side of that is if you're 70 years old and they're looking for someone like, you know, a camp counselor, something. But I also don't think they're allowed to ask you your age, right? I think that is a wormhole we do not want to go down on the resume. I really do. I don't know that I'd put your age on there anyway. Is that Mackey? Is this Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com?
Shalom!
Shalom, we just had a grievance that there isn't enough of you on the program, so you've been summoned.
Oh my God, it was like the bat phone. Call in, call now!
It is, because it's so funny. I hadn't talked to you in a couple days, and then you called me this morning, and I took that call, and I was actually at work, which is very rare in the morning, as you know. And it was so nice to talk to you, and now here we are again.
I know, two times in one day. Lucky both of us.
I know, I feel so blessed for you.
I feel blessed for both of us, too. I just drove out to Lewisburg.
Oh.
To Lewisburg to try a new pizza place called The Go-To. Like, I needed to get my visa stamped and pack a lunch, but my goodness, it was good.
Lewisburg. Okay, I've been there for cider donuts. I've not been there for pizza, but I'll put it on my list.
Well, if you want sourdough pizza, it's like gourmet. That's French for gourmet.
Okay.
Gourmet.
Well, I am very happy that you are on your way back because, you know, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 p.m. tonight. So please drive careful.
I know. Safety first. Safety first. Get in the cellar. Yes. Safety first.
Okay. Fern, call me later. Bye. Love you. Love your show.
Let's go to the text line.
Yes, Green.
Oh, hey, hang on, Joe. From the text line, go first, Sam.
My grievance is that I've gotten 67 spam calls today.
67? Ugh. Joe and Shawnee, hello. Can you beat that? Go.
Yes. I live out in Western Shawnee over by Parks.
Yeah.
And my grievance is with the municipality because if you go anywhere up and down K7, Bonner Springs, Lansing, Leavenworth, they all have police out there pulling people over for speeding, and all Shawnee says is it's highway, and highway patrol's supposed to pull people over.
Oh, that's an interesting grievance, Joe, because can agencies within their own city pull over on the highway? I would think you would be able to.
Yes. Yes, because just the other day I saw two Kansas City, Missouri, and two Bonner Springs pull people over because they were trying to break the land speed record.
Joe, it's a good grievance. Maybe Shawnee has a policy, don't know, just speculating here, that they leave the highways to the highway patrol folks. I don't know. It's a good grievance. people should slow down. Do you know they did a study and deaths are down from car crashes 6% nationwide, but Kansas and Missouri are up and so is Nebraska, and they don't know why. Like, everyone else in the world is driving safer and better and people are not dying at the rate that they are here. But Kansas, Missouri, we win. And by
really
winning,
the entire Midwest, I mean, we lose. What's going on.
Yeah, it was Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, yeah. Missouri, and Arkansas, I think.
Something like that.
What? 913-586-7798. The airing of the grievances continues right after this break.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Reminder, we are under a severe thunderstorm warning, I believe, isn't it, Sam? Until 10 p.m.
It's currently a watch.
St. Joe just got hammered. Line of thunderstorms moving through Lawrence as we speak. And pardon me, it is a watch until 10 p.m.
That's my grievance. Where's the rain? Right? I want some rain.
Let's get it. 913-586-7798. I love Travis's grievance before he... I see what you wrote, Sam, and I think I'm going to agree. Travis, go ahead.
Hey, this is... I actually have a gratitude. I'm very grateful for all the young kids out there that are selling lemonades and their lemonade stands when, you know, it's so hot. Like, I don't care how watered down or over sugared or under sugared their lemonade is, I'm stopping. I'm giving them a good tip.
Okay. I thought you were going to have a grievance about lemonade stands, but can I just ask you one thing? Because I've seen so many of them, Travis. I love the entrepreneurial spirit with the kids, and they're out there and it's hot, but I never have cash. And so when I drive by and I see those sweet little faces and they're waving and they're jumping up and down, like, I have this incredible guilt complex because I don't have cash.
Don't worry, I got you, because I always give a mic. $5 or $10.
Oh, good. Travis, thank you for the gratitude and for entertaining my, I don't want to call it a grievance, but I just feel guilty when I drive by. Like, I don't have any cash. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, why are they charging $4 a cup of lemonade now? It used to be like 50 cents or a dollar.
A few weeks ago, we were out golfing and this little buddy was at one of the tee boxes with like a huge bucket of balls. Huge. And he was probably 6 or 7 years old. And I didn't have cash, but the people I was with, they did. And I said, oh my gosh, we got to help this little guy out because he's so cute. And we go up there and he was explaining what the balls were and what they meant. And like, he's this one and there's this one and you could pick this one. And I said, okay, buddy, how much? I think he said like $10.
A ball?
For three of them. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, buddy.
Simmer down, Titleist.
Inflation. For your Strixon, are you kidding me?
That one's got dirt on it. Would you pull it out of a pond? Travis just dropped off. We have one more line open.
913-586-7798. Anything on the text line, Sam?
My grievance is that OP focuses too much on the highway. Let Highway Patrol handle it. Why aren't you worrying about Metcalf, Nall, 95th Street? There's plenty of big roads to focus on. Also from the text line and 7922, I have to admit, before I read your grievance, I did this morning.
What?
So I am your grievance. My grievance is when people watch videos on their phone without earbuds in the waiting room of a doctor's office, emergency room, etc.
Oh!
I have been to a lot of them recently, and so many people sit there and watch videos that we all have to listen to, and it's so annoying.
Especially at a high volume. Very, very annoying.
I did that this morning. I had to sit in the waiting room for an hour and a half. You think I was just going to sit there and stare at the wall for an hour and a half?
All right, I have a grievance against myself, and it's bad, and I haven't even told you about this, Sam. I have a new addiction, and it is...
Another one?
It's bad, but I don't think it's necessarily that bad for me, but I kind of want to talk... I was going to bring this up as a topic today. We're going to bring back on Monday when Scott gets here. There is a game that, you know, in the Tesla toy box, Sam, there's like arcade-style games, and when you go to plug in your car, it will say, do you want to play a game? Because you're just sitting there idle with nothing to do. The game is a numbers game. It's math. You're not like killing people or blowing people up. I started playing this stupid thing because one of the kids showed me, I think the last time we were on a trip. I just didn't realize my car had this game. Then I realized there's an app for this game. The amount of time that I have spent on my phone playing this thing, and then on top of that, I caught myself yesterday detouring to Hy-Vee. Sam, on the way to work, I thought I'm just going to pull into Hy-Vee.
You're kidding.
Plug in my car.
You're kidding.
So I can play 2048. Have you played 2048?
Yeah, welcome to 2012.
Sam, how did I not know about this game in my life?
What are you talking about?
I just didn't know. I didn't know. You guys.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you right now, if you put this app on your phone, you will never get anything done as long as you live. Again, it got so bad, Johnny took the app off his phone.
Okay, I lied. It hasn't been around for 13 years. It's only been around for 11 years.
So it's numbers. All it is it drops you a number 2 or a number 4. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And then you touch the 2 to another 2, and that makes 4.
And then
you touch the 4
together
to a 4, that makes 8. You get a bunch of 8s together, and you touch them together, and that makes 16. Mm-hmm. And you keep going and keep going and keep going until you run out of squares and you die.
Or you do what I did, which was get way too good at the game, and you get up to like 16,000.
Okay, so I want to ask you about this because he has reached 16,000, and he says there's a trick to it, but he said, I'm afraid to tell you because I detoured again today to Hy-Vee. I did it yesterday, and I did it today. I went to Hy-Vee, and I plugged in. Even though I had 100 miles left on my car, I plugged in. Sam, when I left before the show, I went and plugged in and played.
That's where you were?
Well, before I went to go get my Diet Coke, I went and did that. Like from noon, from 11:30 to noon, I sat there and played that stupid 2048 on my car.
Might as well be heroin.
I can only get to 5,000 and then I lose every single time. And last night as I went to sleep, I was thinking about it. In my mind, I was thinking, how do you get more 8s to the 8s to the 16s to the 32s?
You got a problem.
I know. 913-586-7798.
From the text line.
We need grievances, people.
I don't know what's going on. Are the phones broken?
No. We have three or four. It's Friday, and you know where? People are at the lake, and people are going to the Royals game.
And you guys dropped off. There's only one me. We got eight phone lines. I'm happy to answer them as soon as you call. From the text line, when people stand at the buffet line eating something.
Gross! No, that is not allowed! I'm going to be honest. I don't trust the buffet. It's been a while since I've done the buffet.
Ew.
I like to go in and physically order my Chinese food and bring it home. Like, I don't, or I can go sit down at a Chinese restaurant. I do not do the Chinese buffet. Or, for that matter, any buffet. We used to take the kids when they were little, that sweet tomatoes, which if you got little kids is just a trough of, like, it's macaroni and cheese and it's salad and it's like all the things. Anyway, there's something about the buffet I just don't trust. Even before COVID, I was like, not so sure about that. But you definitely should not be able to graze at the counter of the buffet. 913-586-7798. All right, now we have five phone lines ringing and there's only one. Sam, what are you guys doing to us? Seriously, let's go to Scott in Overland Park. Hello, Scott. Go ahead.
Hey, Dana. How are you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead.
So I have a grievance. We run a small family-owned event company. I don't know if you remember the one that Travis worked at.
Yeah.
That is us. Hello.
Hello. I absolutely remember.
So we schedule, interviews and for the fall season, all that stuff. And people will call, will say, schedule the time. We ask them what time is best for them.
Yeah, it's bounce houses. You can say it, Scott.
Yeah, but then they don't show up, and it's annoying.
Do you take a deposit, Scott, for that?
Yes, we do.
So they don't show up, so you get the deposit, but you lose the business?
Oh, no. I'm talking about if someone's interviewing for a position.
Oh, you're talking about workers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially on last week, I was supposed to be off a day, but I came in for people to get interviewed, and I was supposed to have two interviews, and they didn't show up.
Okay, so I hate that that's happening to you, but you just brought up a whole new topic that we're going to bring back next week, and that's charging a deposit for an interview. That's a brilliant idea.
Oh, no, we don't charge a deposit for an interview, no.
Scott, you should be. You should say, we're so thrilled. We have so much interest in this company right now. We are giving a $50 refundable deposit when you show up.
Oh, I still think people wouldn't show up.
They would just say, keep the 50?
Probably.
Oh, Scott, I'm sorry to hear that's happening. I really, really am. You guys got a great little locally owned family business. Let's go to Alex in KCK. Hey, Alex.
Hey, I've got a grievance and a gratitude.
Sure.
My grievance is when people try to fake it until they can make it,
okay,
and then they break it.
What does that mean?
They broke a $3 million machine when they could have just asked a question, you know what I mean? And it wouldn't have been a problem. And then my gratitude would be with my bosses when they rewarded me for fixing that mistake.
Oh, Alex, that's a good grievance and a good gratitude. And I wonder those signs that say, if you break, you buy. Can you legally force someone to buy something they break? Probably not when it's $3 million, but let's go to Wendy in Kansas City. Hey, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi.
So I hardly ever go shopping inside a store anymore, you know, since COVID. We just order stuff online. But I happened to the other day, and there's that little tiny bar across the bottom of the cart, and I swear to God, I always kick my shin on it every damn time.
I hate that bar, Wendy. And I think when I was a child, someone scraped my ankle bone behind me, like ran into me with a cart behind me. Because to this day, I cannot have in a grocery store anyone anywhere near me behind, like the kids used to have those little carts that they would roam around with when they were little and we'd go grocery shopping. I'm so freaked out about getting my ankle scraped by one of those things. I remember saying, you've got to ride in front of me. It's very traumatizing to have that happen. Steve in Peculiar, you are up next. Happy Festivus.
Hi, love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to tag on to what you were talking about in Mission with the Oshawnee with the speeding.
Yeah.
I'm not a youngster, and I've been traveling the roads for decades and decades, and it used to be traffic would, you know, you felt guilty kind of pushing 10 miles over the limit.
Yeah.
But with the lack of, no offense, but with the lack of police presence on the highways, especially around Kansas City, people have gotten to the point where they know they're probably not going to get stopped for speeding. So now people do 10 over just to start. I commute back and forth 35 miles each way to Kansas City every day.
Yep.
And if I'm doing 74 in a 65, they're passing me like I'm eating lunch in the park.
Yeah.
I mean, people routinely do 80, 85 in a 70, 75, or 80 in a 65.
And Steve, got to cut you off. We're up against a break, but it is a great grievance. The 9 mile an hour over is now the baseline, isn't it?
Dakota, Jennifer, Holly, we'll get to you here in just a couple of minutes.
Now everyone wants to get in.
That's right. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. We had a couple of people drop off. We should have time for a few more. Dakota, Jennifer, we'll get to you. But we want to hear your grievances. 913-586-7798. Really quickly from the text line. Another one that I'm the problem. I'll admit it. My grievance is with people who clip their fingernails at their desk at work.
Oh, you do not. Sam, no. No.
I don't do it anymore because I lost my clippers. I did do it.
Did you lose them or did someone sabotage them?
Well, are you trying to tell me something?
Let's go to Dakota in Independence. Hey, Dakota.
Hey, love the show.
Thank you so much. Go
things.
Ahead. Yeah.
My grievance is it is not neighbor's responsibility to clean up your fireworks. Please, for the love of God, clean up your fireworks.
The trash that rains down after they celebrated?
Yeah, and the mortar tubes and the cakes.
Oh, gross.
And then my second thing is, if you like 2048, you need to download 2248.
No.
Gives you a 64x64 playing field, and you can get a high score of 5 Google like I have.
I don't need more math games on my phone, Dakota. It's bad. It's bad. But it's also math. And so then it's like, okay, like if I'm playing here and there, is it that bad? It's not like... It's good for your brain. Like,
well, if you're sharpening your math skills, can we also download a geography game?
No, okay. I don't have any desire to do that at all. Let's go to Jennifer in Gladstone. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hi.
I have a grievance and a gratitude.
Yeah.
My grievance is that my husband makes me walk every day after work. And my gratitude is that my husband makes me walk every day after work.
Interesting. When you say makes you, like, did he suggest this or is he actually like, and are you doing it together?
We're doing it together.
Okay.
He goes and does his 2 laps first and then waits for me to get off work because he gets off earlier than me and then does a lap with me. And so, I mean, I love him to death for it, but man, I don't like walking.
Are you indoor or outdoor, Jennifer?
Outdoor.
Oh, good on you, girl. Good on you. Sam just built a track for us here at work. We used a shopping cart to scope it out today. Let's go to Lee in Shawnee. Your name rhymes with your city. Hello, Lee.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
My grievance is people that speed in posted work zones.
Yep.
Especially Highway 69 at the moment.
Well, and 69 has never, ever not been under construction, so you should just not speed on 69.
You should not speed on 69, and you should never, ever speed through a work zone. It's dangerous, and somebody's children are out there working.
Amen.
And speaking of working, my gratitude is all the fabulous people that work for me and my business, and I very much so appreciate them.
Lee from Shawnee, you are in. Thank you for it. Let's go to Fred in South Kansas City. Fred, hey.
Hi. Okay. Our trash service in Kansas City, city always tells us if there's a holiday during the week and our trash day is after the holiday.
Yeah.
Pickup will be a day later. So our trash day is Friday. So that means Saturday. No big deal. But last week, isn't 4th of July a national holiday?
Yes.
And guess what day they came down the street picking up trash, which means they only got about half of the people.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Fred, I agree with you. If they're going to change the rules, they got to let you know, because a lot of people, if you said to me, can you go 2 full weeks without dumping your trash? The answer is no.
Yeah, well, they got a stinky load today, I'll tell you.
Fred, have a great weekend. Be safe.
I'll piggyback on that, because my trash service never comes at the same time of the day. 3 weeks straight, I put my trash out at 9:30 in the morning. I know.
No
way.
That's
pretty late.
That's really late.
But they didn't come until like noon, so I thought I was good to go.
There's that universal thing, too, when you hear the air brakes or that shh in the morning, and you're like, bah! We all get up and just run outside half-dressed, like, wait, I'm coming.
Last week, I'm not even home. I get a notification, person in front of your house. It's the trash guy, and I'm like, I haven't put him out yet. It's 6 a.m.
Shelley and Clinton, you're going to get the last word.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my grievance is I'm a recruiter at a local company, mm-hmm. and my grievance is that way too many people are using AI
uh-huh.
to fill out applications, to actually do like video interviews, and it's not really even them on the interview, and especially like phone interviews and things like that. So we are kind of catching them in the act when they come into mm-hmm. the office, because they're not who they were when they actually, you know, did the online test.
You're just saying, man, AI makes you look way better.
Sifting through hundreds of applicants.
Shelley, you are in. Happy Festivus.
Bold.
And thank you for it.
I mentioned earlier today is National 7-Eleven Day.
Oh.
On National 7-Eleven Day, because it is
7-Eleven.
Duh. You can get a free Slurpee. It's also National French Fry Day, World Population Day. We are ever growing and overpopulating.
It is about to be National Wine Day, because it's 6 o'clock on a Friday. Everyone,
well,
be
it's National Mojito Day. You might want
safe.
To change up your drink.
Be good. Thank you for your continued support of the Dayton Parks program. Thank you, Sam, for this week hanging out with me while Scott's on vacation. He will be back on Monday. Yes, he got to go see Alcatraz. I cannot wait.
And he made it out alive.
Cannot wait to hear about that on Monday. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Be good. We'll see you back here next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.